The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain. And his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted. And he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Those who want to go to confession, Father Dave is in my confessional. If you'd like to go to confession, there. So he's available now. The opening prayer, we pray that we would love God with all of our heart. Beautiful prayer. Beautiful prayer. So let's pray for each other that we will really love God with all of our heart. If we do that, everything is going to fall into place. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be given beside. Okay, the topic I'd like to talk about today is the first reading, which St. Paul gives the qualities of a good bishop and a good deacon. The priesthood, holy orders, has three levels: diaconate, presbyterate, episcopacy. Episcopacy means the bishop has the fullness of the priesthood. So I invite all of you, as I did in the 8 o'clock Mass, please pray for bishops. Very, 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 very important. Please pray for bishops. If I can give you an analogy. I come from a family of businessmen, and several of them have been CEOs of successful companies. You got a lousy CEO, it's the Titanic. It's going to sink. It's going to sink. The bishop is the head of the diocese. So pray for bishops. Now, the way I'm going to approach this topic is going to be unique, I think. I'm inviting you to pray for bishops by praying to the canonized bishops. Amen?
Amen.
I can mention a lot because I know the lives of the saints pretty well, but I'll mention a few. He's one of my favorites. St. Alphonsus, one of the greatest bishops that ever walked planet Earth. St. Alphonsus, incredible. Let me tell you one story in the life of St. Alphonsus. By the time he was 60, his health was pretty much deteriorated. One of the most prolific writers in the history of the church is Augustine and Alphonsus. Who's written more, Alphonsus or Augustine? I'm not sure, but they're up there. St. Alphonsus founded the CSSR, the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer. We call them the Redemptorists. So when he was in his mid-60s, the Holy Father said, Alphonsus, I want you now to be the Bishop of Santa Agata de Gotti, which would be part of Naples. He said, Your Holy Father, I can't. I've got this problem with my health. I've got this fledgling congregation. You know what the Pope said? He said, Your shadow is enough to sanctify the whole diocese. Your shadow is enough to sanctify the whole diocese. Can you say your shadow is enough to sanctify your whole home? Probably not. So St. Alphonsus is an excellent bishop to pray for bishops. Excellent. And he will pray for the bishops. He's in heaven now. He's in heaven now. And what he would do was he would go from one parish to the other and he'd preach popular missions, which is part of the oblate charism. So let me take a second. St. Anthony Mary Claret, who founded the Claretians, one of the most gifted preachers in the history of the church. He was called to be the Bishop of Havana, Cuba. He accepted and he just went from one parish to the next, preaching like St. Alphonsus, and then convalidating hundreds of marriages where everyone was living together, like in LA today. I do group weddings, not as many as him, but I've gotten as many as about 20 at the same time. My father once said before he passed away, Who are you, Reverend Broom or Reverend Moon? Another example, the great, and I have to say the great, St. Charles Borromeo. And he did the same thing as Alphonsus. He lived about 200 years before Alphonsus. Parish visitations. And the modern seminary, thanks be to St. Charles Borromeo. But I'd like to talk about one more. And I think that this bishop is probably maybe the most important bishop that we should pray to for the bishop today. This man is a saint in heaven, and I met him once in person. He's already a saint. Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen. I actually met him once. My dad was coming out of a restaurant in Manhattan. He bumped into him. Small man, 5'3", 5'4", these penetrating Irish blue eyes. No? And we have to pray that they'll overcome that conflict there in New York over his body. Because they want to transfer his body to Peoria, Illinois, where his relatives are from, to facilitate the process. He would be the best. He'd be the best. For a modern priest and bishop, he'd be the best. Because he's a modern bishop, priest, probably the greatest speaker in the world last century. In the world, I'm saying. John Paul II studied his English, so he'd be able to speak some English. When John Paul II came to St. Patrick's Cathedral shortly before Fulton Sheen died, he embraced and said, "You are a loyal son of the church. You preached well." He was the head of the whole missionary society of the whole world. He wrote tons of books, the best. He was on radio. He was on TV. He was more famous than Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, who was probably the most famous comedian in the country back in the 50s and 60s. Milton Berle had less viewers than Fulton Sheen. Now I'm going to tell you something that's going to really move you. Some of you know we had a priest here, Father Greg Staub. Some of you?
Yes.
He's very sick now. And the Lord is probably going to call him to his reward before too long. Very holy priest. Father Greg Staub, when he was looking for seminaries. Father Greg Staub is a year younger than me, but 2 years older than me in the priesthood. Actually, Father Greg Staub talked to Fulton Sheen about where to go to the seminary. So he actually talked to him in person. And Fulton Sheen said this, "I cannot recommend any seminary in the United States." This would be 1975, 76. Can I tell you why? The homosexual subculture was already in the seminary. You don't believe me? Read Goodbye, Good Men, Peter Rose. Read the book, okay? Goodbye, Good Men, Peter Rose. Now, Sheen maybe didn't say that, but I'm saying it. Problem in the priesthood is not so much abusing children, but it's the practice of homosexuality among many. Sad to say. Sad to say. And Fulton Sheen, the very end of his life, he retired as a bishop when he was 75. Canon law obliges you to send in your letter of demission when you're 75. So he retired. Guess what he did the last stage of his life? He preached retreats, not to the altar boys, and I'm not speaking bad about the altar boys, but he preached retreats to the bishops and to the priests. And he said to them, "When I preach, when you preach, they don't listen. When I preach, they listen. Because of the hour of power." What's the hour of power? The holy hour. And he said, "If you want to convert souls, you have to draw close to the Lord. You have to spend an hour before the Blessed Sacrament. If you do that, the Lord is going to transform you into good priests, into good bishops, into better priests, into better bishops, into holy priests and holy bishops." So today, more than ever, we have to pray for bishops. So let's turn to the greats. Charles Borromeo, Alphonsus Liguori, Anthony Claret, St. John Neumann, these great, great, great bishops that are in heaven, to pray for our bishops today that they also would become great saints. Amen. Amen.